If you have your Bibles today, I'd like for you to turn with me into the New Testament of 1 Peter, the second chapter, beginning with the first verse, 1 Peter 2 and 1. I'm doing a series on Rooted and Rising series, sermon number 3, and the title of my message today is Guidance for Growth. Last week, we had talked about, as a question that I had left with you, are you a spiritual baby? And we talked about how that a baby doesn't stay in the state of the size that he comes into this world, but he begins to grow in his mind, he begins to grow in his body, he begins to be bigger, he begins to mature. And the same way it is with us spiritually is that we must not be a spiritual baby all our life, that we must grow, that our roots must be deep, and so that we can rise, and so that we can become what God would want you and I to become day in and day out. And so we want to look at a passage of Scripture here today, and we want to see here on the guides for growth and what it takes for you and I to grow a Christian life, and how that God wants us to grow, and that only do we grow that we become effective in our growth and development spiritually with God. And I want us to look at this in 1 Peter 2 and 1, Rooted and Rising, Guidance for Growth. Peter says, "Therefore, laying aside all malice and deceit and hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking." Let me read that again. "Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, and envy, and all evil speaking." 1 Peter 2 and 2. "As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the Word, that you may," and here's the word we're looking at today, "that you may grow thereby." And folks, I want you to know today that you and I must grow in the Lord. It is never for us to continue to eat baby food. It's never for us to continue to drink milk or formula all our life. As we grow, we move aside from baby food. We move aside from formula, and therefore we begin to receive solid foods because our bodies can handle it. And as we grow spiritually, God gives us the knowledge that we need, because we talked about how that we are to grow in knowledge and grace in Christ Jesus. And so with that, growth must begin to take place in our life, as 1 Peter 2 and 21 says, "For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for you, laying us an example that you should follow his steps." So therefore, as we begin to understand with the knowledge and the ability that God has given to us, Jesus Christ has left an example for you and I. In other words, he's not left us out in the dark. He's not left us to ourselves. He's not left us to be alone. He doesn't want us to be isolated, or he doesn't want us to be alienated on an island where the enemy thinks that there's nobody there, that nobody wants to help us, nobody is there in our concern, in our defeat. But I want you to know know that Jesus Christ is in the center and the eye of your storm in your life. And there's nothing, as I've said before, there's nothing that's a surprise to God, but He is in the middle of your storm because He has lived it. He has given us the example. He has brought the example unto you and I. You may well say, Pastor, how does He bring the example to us? He brought the example over 2,000 years ago when He bled and died on Calvary's cross. He arose on the third day. He's seated with the right hand of the Father. And therefore, you and I have victory to know that the example that He's left us, we can grow now in Christ Jesus. Growth in physical life from a baby, growth tells the story. Even as we look at this physically, all we see, all the little beautiful little eyes that the little ones have when they're growing, and how the head of hair that they may have, or maybe they didn't have hair. Rossi wasn't blessed to have a head of hair. It was just as slick as an onion when she was little, and she didn't have a lot of hair, but she was a pretty baby. But then there were some babies that's got hair and a head of hair, and you're going like, well, where did that come from? But again, we see that. We see the little fingers and the hand, and we just we see how babies are forming. Yet what we see is it begins to tell something that we see. We see growth. We see a baby that's growing. We see a baby that's getting fattened up. You know, we see a baby that's developing. But there becomes a tragedy if the baby's not growing. It becomes a tragedy if there's a physical ailment that's going on in a child. There comes a tragedy where that you just don't see the baby developing, and that concerns the mother and concerns the father, and it concerns everyone around when you don't see this baby developing and you don't see this baby growing. You begin to say, okay, what's going on here? Then you begin to concur with a doctor, and you begin to go through the whole process of wanting to know about your child and the baby. Why the baby this and that? And yet we know that babies need to be this and that and the other at certain times and certain phases of life, but yet we see that something is stunting the growth. We see that something is taking place, and therefore we begin to get concerned. I want you to know, in the Christian life, you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ and you begin to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, and therefore when you do, then you're wanting to live for the Lord. You're wanting to know more about Jesus. That's part of the growth. That's part of maturity. That's part of what you're needing to do day in and day out. And yet growth, as it is revealed, unto us whether we are growing and whether we are progressing or whether we are regressing. You know, and those are the questions that we have to ask ourselves. Are we progressing in our growth and development spiritually, or are we regressing? Are we backing up? Are we backing off of not communicating with the Lord Jesus Christ? Maybe we're not reading our Bible. Maybe we're not praying. Maybe other things are taking its place, and we're not living the example that Jesus Christ has left us. Because the Scripture says, leaving us an example that you should follow. That you should follow not your own steps, but follow His steps. In other words, to follow what He is saying, follow what He is doing, follow what we need to do, because Jesus Christ is in your best interest and in my best interest. and we must grow day by day. To Jesus every day, I find my heart is closer at drawn. Even every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. These are songs that are even revealed. Into the love of Jesus, deeper and deeper I go. These are songs that we sing about the love of God. We sing about the example that the Lord Jesus Christ has left us. Yet I want to leave some guidance for growth. And my first point today is this: what must I forsake if I am to become a mature Christian? What must I forsake if I'm going to become the matured Christian? 1 Peter 2:1, therefore, Peter says, laying aside all malice, all deceit, all hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking. There are certain cherished memories of childhood that we see as we reminisce back in our lives. A little girl may have her favorite doll. A little boy may have his favorite blanket or bear. But it is natural for these to be part away in maturity. When I became a man, I put away childish things. The Apostle Paul said this in 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And I feel like that we begin to have great challenges in our spiritual walk with God if we do not follow the examples of the Lord Jesus Christ. If we're following examples of other people, we're going to be led the wrong way, and we're going to be led down a road of destruction because the enemy does not want you to follow Jesus' example. He doesn't want you to pray. He doesn't want you to read your Bible. He doesn't want you to get close to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I was just talking to someone the other day, and it seems like our everyday language that we hear is the F-bomb. And it just seems like the F-word is just as normal as drinking water. And it seems like that just seems to be the language that everybody is choosing is the F-bomb. And it just seems like every time that you hear it, it's no big deal. I mean, I go as far as even people taking God's name in vain. It seems like that's just an everyday thing. It's a GD thing, a GD this, a GD that. And I'm going like, oh my goodness, we live in a world, we live in a society that if we're not careful as Christians, we will not continue to follow the example of the Lord Jesus Christ, but we will continue to follow the example of others. And that's where we've got to draw the line in the sand. That's where we have got to stand as Christians and as believers, that we don't cross that line, that we bulge ourselves in stuff like that, and that we participate in stuff like that. We are to come out from the world, not be the world, but come from the world. We are to come out. We are to be set apart. God came to save the world, that which is lost. But I want you to know He didn't come to condemn the world, but He came to save it. And therefore, we need to understand that we are to put the childish things, those things that are not important, and put the things, the main important in our life, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. According to the Apostle Paul, he writes, some childish things are envy, some are strife, some are divisions. Peter agrees. He says, put it away. Put all malice. Put all bitterness. wrong feeling towards another, guile, disposition to hypocrisy that acts out and that lives out. Envy is tormenting with another's good. All envy, evil speaking, slandering, gossip, all of these things is what causes us not to grow in Christ Jesus. In other words, it causes us not to get closer with the Lord when we allow these things to creep into our hearts and life, and when we're not saying, Lord, I fully surrender to your Lordship. Lord, take charge of my heart, take charge of my mind, take charge of my mouth, and Lord, have your way in my life. The second point I want you to know today is this: on what must I feed if I am to become a mature Christian? On what must I feed if I am to become a mature Christian? 1 Peter 2 and 2 says, as newborn babes desires the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. In other words, there's proper food for proper growth. What are you feeding your mind day in and day out? What are you feeding your mind? If you're putting garbage in, garbage is going to come out. If you're putting good things in, good things are going to come out. Whatever is good, whatever is pure, whatever is trustworthy, whatever that is good, think on these things. If we allow garbage to come in, garbage is going to come back out. What are you feeding your mind? What are you feeding your heart? What are you feeding your soul? Because those are those questions that we have to ask if we're going to grow spiritually, and if we're going to be the mature Christian that we need to be, then these are things that we've got to ask ourselves. What are we putting in our minds? What are we putting in our hearts? What are we putting in our soul? We are affected by what we take in. Now let me go physically. Whatever you eat, they say what you eat is what you are. Whatever you're putting in, that's exactly what you're going to get. And I want you to know today, what we're putting in spiritually is what's going to come out spiritually. And those are those questions that we have to ask ourselves. What are we doing? What are we doing? Some things are detrimental to our spiritual growth. Much of today's reading materials, a high percentage of today's television, we see that on every hand. And we see that a lot of stuff on TV is not the best stuff that we see. A lot of it is, majority of it is really just garbage. But if it's garbage in, it's going to be garbage out. You know, I heard this week of the Generation Z. This is the new generation that's coming up. 77% of the Generation Z does not go to church. I want you to think about this. The new generation, which is called the Generation Z, they don't go to church. 77% in America does not go to church. 13% of the Generation Z, which is the new generation, go to church, 13%. Folks, that is a lot. And here's the reason why. They don't trust the church, and they don't trust the leaders. Now, folks, I'm telling you something here today. That is why we as Christians must live the life before this next generation, and why that we must be listening to what the Lord Jesus Christ is saying to our hearts and life. And you've heard me say that we not grieve the Holy Spirit, we not vex the Holy Spirit, we not quench the Holy Spirit, but we allow the Holy Spirit to speak unto us, because we have a generation that does not go to church, and we have a generation that does not know God. Why? Because we have had parents, we have had families, we've had friends that have not been where they need to have been with the Lord. It's a challenge for all of us to understand, how can we reach this next generation? Listen, there is a high percentage, as I said today, of profanity. There is a high percentage of bedroom scenes that we see on television. There's unmerited living together, promoting it as all natural. That's the society we live in today. Drinking at a sign of the good life. Drink and be married, for tomorrow you may be drafted. Did you know that was on a t-shirt back in the 80s? Drink and be married, for tomorrow you may be drafted. Listen, but God's Word develops spiritual growth. That's why the enemy is out there to kill, steal, and destroy. That's why the enemy starts putting things out there for those to get addicted to, for those to get controlled to. And when you're addicted to and controlled to, you can't live the life that Jesus wants you to live, because the enemy wants to keep you down so that you not move forward with Him, that you stay weighted down with all the cares of the world. Folks, I want you to know there is a deliverer, there is a healer, there is victory on top of victory, that you and I can withstand the things, as He says, God's Word says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may withstand the enemy in the times of need, that He will provide for you and give you victory in a world which we live, and that is today. Hallelujah. But God's Word develops you and I with spiritual growth. The desire to have an eager longing like a hungry baby, cultivating a hunger for the Bible as a baby is hungry for its milk. We should be hungry for the Lord Jesus Christ, how that we can get all that we need from Him. Third, I want you to know today, who must I follow if I am to become a mature Christian? Who must I follow if I am to become a mature Christian? 1 Peter 2:21 says, "For to do this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow His steps." He's left us an example. The roadmap is God's Word. That's the GPS. That's what gets us to where we need to be. Not where we want to go, but where we need to be is His Word. Heroes are part of every childhood. Most of my boyhood heroes have topped. A young Christian may idolize a person who led him to Christ, a certain musician or a certain evangelist. And there are those that gives those examples and lives the examples before those to inspire and to encourage and cause them to go in a right direction and not a wrong direction, as we see this. Whom do you follow today? I want you to know that we must keep our eyes on Jesus. We must keep our eyes on Jesus. I saw a clip the other day. Famous movie actor Denzel Washington. They were interviewing him. And they were asking him, "Denzel, who do you follow? Who controls you?" He says, "Jesus controls me." He says, "Jesus is who I follow." He says, I don't follow anybody else." He said, I don't hear from anybody else. I don't go after anybody else. He says, I go after Jesus. I follow after Jesus. I live for Jesus. You know, and he was so strong in his faith. And I commend him for that. How that other actors and actresses need to be strong in their faith. And but he meant that he was not going to let anybody persuade him, change him. He'll continue to make movies and do whatever, but he's not going to allow somebody to change him because he said, I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to follow him. We must keep our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to leave some questions with you today. Are you a mature Christian? Are you a mature Christian? Now, you have to be serious with yourself. You have to ask yourself, am I a mature Christian? Or am I letting things get the best of me? You know, if I'm gossiping all the time, I'll give you an example. If I'm gossiping all the time, would you say that person is a mature Christian? No. If a person always is envy of everybody else around them, would you say that's a mature Christian? Would you say a person that has malice in their heart, would that be a mature Christian? No, that wouldn't be a mature Christian. No, if somebody was always mad all the time and just hating the world, hating God, is that a mature Christian? No, that's not a mature Christian. That's a Christian that claims to be, but yet is a baby. Because they haven't grown. They haven't gotten past those things. Because guess what? God is clearly letting us know for us to grow, we must see the example, and the example is the Lord Jesus Christ. Then when we follow the example, guess what? Our roots get deep and we begin to rise. Because we don't have dormant going on. We don't have a problem of growth because our roots are getting deeper. Because it's not about you, it's not about me, but it's about what's in us through the Lord Jesus Christ that causes our roots to get deeper. Therefore, we don't let other things around us disturb our roots and disturb our growth because we're concentrating on what the example that the Lord Jesus Christ has given us so that we can become the Christian that we need to be in the Lord Jesus Christ. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. Because that's the God that we serve today. How is your devotional life? How is your walk with the Lord? Are you devoted to Him? Is he becoming number one in your life? Is he uno, number one? Or is something else taking the place of who the example is that we're to follow after? Are you having another example to come in your life that you're following after? Or are you following after the Lord Jesus Christ? How is your devotional life? Are you devoted? Listen, if not, let's get growing. Let's get growing. Start growing. Don't be a spiritual baby. Now, yes, you are a spiritual baby when you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. But if you've been in church all your life and you've been around church all your life, there's no sense, there's no reason why that you have to be a spiritual baby. There's no reason why that you're just still on the milk. Because God is wanting to give you more than formula. He's wanting to give you the meat of His Word, and He's wanting to give you more. That's the God that we serve. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered in the heart of man what God has in store for His people and those that are called according to His purpose. We can't even begin to scratch the surface of what God is wanting to do in our lives. But if we're spiritual babies, then we can't begin to hear and know what God is trying to say to us if we're still spiritual babies. We must grow. We must grow. Stand with me across the building today.
Listen.
Growth has